Till I look more like you. Until I'm deep and lost in you. Spirit, keep brooding over me. Till I look more like you. My whole life is yours. Holy Spirit, do what you want. Holy Spirit, take over now. Until my only gaze is you, Spirit, keep brooding over me. Till I look more like you. Until I'm deep and lost in you, Spirit, keep brooding over me. Till I look more like you. My whole life is yours. Holy Spirit, do what you want. Holy Spirit, take over. Thank you, Father. Bless you, Jesus. Have your way, honor your name. Glorify Jesus. Come in the name that is above all names. Until our only gaze is you, Spirit, keep brooding over us. Till we look more like you. Until we are deep and lost in you, Spirit, keep brooding over us. Till we look more like you. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Please celebrate Jesus and take your seat. I want to appreciate Dr. Odubanjo. Thank you so much for the opportunity to come and fellowship. Amen. And it's just nice seeing you. And you, praise God. And God has been so good. That song I just sang, we're going to learn it. Because that's going to be our national anthem till I leave here. And I live here. God is doing something. Project for me 1 Peter 2:5. Let's read together. That's not where I want to start from, but the Holy Ghost, I should read that scripture first before we do this meeting. I want us to understand why we are here. This is church is a spiritual thing. Church is not flesh. Church is a spiritual thing. And if you remove spirituality from church, it becomes club. Becomes social gathering. And so you can actually walk in, you know, enjoy all the ephesus and not get the real thing. So 1 Peter 2:5 said something. If we can all read together, I will appreciate it. It says what? You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to do what? To offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. So there is no other offering God will accept if it is not spiritual. If it is not spiritual, He can't accept it. It won't cross to Him. It could please us as men, but it won't get to Him. Are we together until now? So it's important we understand that when we said we are here for renewal, we came for to build spiritual houses that can offer spiritual sacrifices. I'm tired of church. I want to follow God. I've been a minister for 31 years. I'm tired of church. I want to follow God. You can be lost in church that you don't even know the founder of the church, the owner of the church. So I came to be practical with you, if you'll allow me. And I want you to ask God, just pray for 2 minutes. May I have value for the renewal 2023? May I have value? Just bow down your head. 2 minutes. Lord, give me value. Give me value. Give me value. Let me not do all the preparation, sacrifice, everything, and lose value in this meeting. Help me by your Spirit. Help me by your Spirit. Etula kapala kato prelese ketesh. Iala tombra his kato yasheta. Endro sike panda glis kato shatela. If you can speak in tongues, just go ahead and do that. Pretiso shamanda preketementu kosikreleba. Ikoponto ribrele ketebahash. Zado jibrele ketemetega tu ayatasa. Etolo brodo. Until my only gaze is you. Spirit, keep brooding over me till I look more like you. Until I'm deep and lost in you, Spirit, keep brooding over me till I am lost in you. My whole life is yours. Holy Spirit, do what you want. Holy Spirit, take over now. Hide me now under me within your mighty arms. When the ocean rise and thunders, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, I will be still, know you are God. Hey, I will be still, know you are God. Come rest my soul in Christ the Lord. Know his power in quietness. Know his power in quietness and trust. Hey, when the ocean rise and turn the rose, I will soar with you. I will be still, know you are God. I will be still, I will be still, know you are God. We'll be still, Father. We'll be still. Glorify your name. Going to do a lot of songs, singing in between what we are doing. Let's just go to scripture. Proverbs 22:25-4. I like to read Proverb in GNT if you have it. It makes a lot of sense to me from GNT. If you don't have, just go to King James. You have GNT? Go. Proverbs 25:2-4. Says, we honor God for what he conceals. We honor kings for what they explain. You never know what the king is thinking. His thoughts are beyond us, like the heights of the sky or the depths of the ocean. As far as my interest. So can we read it together? One, two, three, go. He says, take the impurity out of the silver, and the artist can produce a thing of beauty. That's my interest. That's my interest. You can read it in other translations if you so wish. So I want to talk about, no topic actually. What makes it difficult for a child of God who said he's born again and he finds it difficult to worship? What makes it difficult? One of the key problems is impurity. In fact, my years of working with God, anytime I get involved into any form of impurity, it kills my worship life for months. I can actually be active, performing in the choir and in church, but I know that I am dead. I know. You see, the greatest delusion is self-delusion. True of us. Only you know who you are. So there are three people that actually know who you are. You, God, and Satan. You can't deceive these three of who you really are. The Bible says, take the impurity out of silver, and the artist can make products or produce a thing of beauty. Nothing beautiful comes from a vessel who has not embarked on purifying himself for God. Oh, forget about the skills and voice. Can I tell you the truth? As we proceed in this meeting, I've discovered that many of us are dual worshippers. That means what we are in the open is different from who we truly are when we're alone. Because integrity is not about what you do that people see. It's about what you do when no one is looking at you. So Christianity is not show. Christianity is a responsibility that an individual should embark on and know that is on a journey. That is why I don't understand why anybody should ginger you to worship God. I don't understand it. It means something is wrong. I don't understand why you need instruments to be aided to worship God. I don't understand it. I don't understand why you need anybody to even push you to love God or serve Him. The fundamental problem is if you say you are a believer and you still drag your feet in worship of any sort, check your life. There are a lot of impurity. You can't convince me because I've been through the roads. I've been there as a child of God, lived an impure life and out of it. So I can tell you what I'm saying in practical reality. Can't. You can't serve God. You know, it's just so. Many of us don't even know there's a heaven anymore. We don't know anymore. This is the thing doesn't end here. It's beyond here. We are on rehearsal. So if you know that you are on rehearsal, guys, you should rehearse well. See, worship does not need you to have a good voice. Because truth is that the real, I'm speaking from my heart in this meeting, the real instrument you need for worship is your heart. Once worship does not come from your heart, it's a lip service. That's why Isaiah chapter 66 verse 2 said something. Let's go there. I'm just going to go as the Lord lead me in this meeting, and I'm not going to be stereotyped at all. 66:2, King James Version now. No, I'm not a GNT student. I say when it's proverb, right? Okay. It says, can we read together? I like us to read, together so we can love. It says, for all these things had my hand made, and all these things have been, saith the Lord, but to this man will I look, even to him that is pure, poor, and of a contract spirit, and trembleth at my word. Now, if you are a Bible student, you will know that God is not looking for so many things. One of the things God is looking for is found here. A man who is contract in spirit and trembles at his word. Are you that man? Are you that man? We have become so busy pursuing money, pursuing everything. It's good, it's good. It's good to pursue money. It's good to have money. But if it's at the detriment of your soul, then that's a problem. Because you see, Jesus used the whole world to equate one soul. He said, what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Your soul is more important to Christ than anything you are acquiring. So, I'm saying you can worship God effectively if you are not a child of God. I'm not talking about a church goer. Can't. You can actually help the church worship God if you're in that category. But God won't accept your worship. Because a vessel that has not given himself to Christ. Now, Romans chapter 12. From 1 to 2. 1, 2. 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you do what? That ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. If God must see your service as reasonable, friends, loved ones, it begins with you presenting your body. English students, bodies. So it's not just this flesh. Bodies. It means we say we are tripartite beings, isn't it? It's talking about your soul, your spirit, and your pomo. It's your flesh. Must present it. Why do I know that? The next verse says so. It says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, if you take note in this verse, it says you should be transformed by the renewing.
That word renewing is a present continuous tense. It simply means every day you wake up, there is a work to do in your life to get closer to God. That's why once saved is not always saved. You can be saved and still go to hell. Why? You can neglect your salvation. The highest sacrifice God demands from anyone who wants to serve him is to present his body. Jesus was an example. Hebrews 10, 5 to 7. He was an example. What God demanded from Christ, he made him our elder brother. He made him to go ahead of us to show us what he wants from us. So that when we do it, it will be easy for him to say, "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased." So Hebrews 10, 5 says, "Wherefore when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me." Jump to verse 7. I don't want to read 6 because of time. It says, Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book to do what? As it is written of me, to do thy will, O God. The highest sacrifice Jesus gave God was his body. That's why he called him his beloved son, in whom he is well pleased. And the Bible says in the same Hebrew 10, can't remember the verse now, that is verse 10, it says that Jesus, Hebrews 2:10, it said that Jesus has come to bring many sons to glory. So you see, Jesus used to be the only begotten son of God before. But if he brings you to glory, you also become a begotten son of God. And there's no way he can do that if you don't pass the same route he passed, by giving his body as a sacrifice. So it simply means, brethren, every day as a Christian, I should be dying. Some of the prayers we pray, die, die, die. No, it is you that should die. It is me that should die. That's what the Bible says. 1 Corinthians 15, 31. Paul says, I die daily. It's a daily affair. Mortify therefore your members. It means kill it. Put a dagger to that habit and stab it, because it's causing you impurity. And as long as you're on that pathway, forget your skills, forget your fine voices. You will sing for us, we will clap and dance and go to heaven. You will go to hell. I have no apology to anyone. I'm telling you the paths I have treaded in my life, and I will never go there. When you understand these things, nobody will tell you to worship God in your house and have morning devotion and wake up by 3 a.m. and stay awake till 4:30 and worship and prepare to go to work by 5 o'clock. Because you understand that if you leave these nitty-gritties, you will begin to suffer. What brings impurity? When people are not in connection in the place of fellowship with their maker. You are high and lifted up. There is no one like you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, you are Jesus, the Son of God. There is no one like you. Hallelujah.
much fairer than the lily that grows by the way. You are more precious than gold. Oh, sweet Jesus.
Sweet Jesus.
Sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus. How wonderful you are. Oh, you are brighter than that.
Righteous, and you are not any of those things. How do you connect to him? Because the Bible said, deep calleth unto deep at the noise of the water spring. There is no way. You know, I've discovered that we thank God for this generation. They even want to destroy the values that were upheld 20, 30 years ago. And we are easily being lured into it. You know, you go to some programs, they put smoke. Smoke is not glorious. All those effigy, they have nothing to do with God. When the glory falls, you won't stand. And if you are a vessel of honor made for the master's use and prepare for every good work, you should be concerned when you are ministering and nothing is happening in the life of people. It's a time I told God, it's better you take me home and not to impact lives. What am I doing here? A joke. This is life we are pursuing. Jesus gave his life for it. His life. There is nothing God is doing in the kingdom that is about you. It's about himself. Everything God is doing is about himself. He just recruited you to help him. And in the process of helping him, you are shortchanging yourself by living a life that is not in line with his program and will. You can't serve God and worship God effectively if you are not genuinely born again and live the life. It's about living the life. There's a life that corresponds to true worship. Romans 3.
I have made you too small in my eyes, oh Lord, forgive me, and I have believed in a lie that you are unable to help me, but now, oh Lord, I see my wrong. Heal my heart and show yourself strong. And in my heart and with my song, oh Lord, be magnified. Somebody help me say, oh Lord, be magnified. Oh, lift your voice and say, be magnified. Oh Lord, Jesus, we say to you, you are highly exalted, and there is nothing, Lord, and there is nothing you can.
to laugh is because Jesus is responding to my worship. Is Jesus responding to your worship? You will know if he's responding to your worship. You know. Romans 3 from verse 10. I have King James here too. As it is written, there is none righteous. No, not one. There's none that understandeth. There's none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are altogether become unprofitable. There's none that doeth good. No, not one. Their throat is an open sepulchre. With their tongue, they have used deceit, the poison of asp in under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. It's describing people who say they are born again, spirit-filled, yet they are doer in nature. Whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness, feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. The ways of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eye. They fornicate. From fornication bed, they come to church, carry mic, and they sing. No fear of God. They're cohabiting with people. They come to church, and they are lifting holy hands and crying. It is not every cry during worship that is cry for God, though. Many of them are cries for pain, cry for circumstances, cry for lack of money, cry for all kinds of things. When you see the one that is cry to Jesus, you know. Because any cry that is not breaking you to change you to make you a better person is not a good cry. And if you are a true worshiper of God, many times in your walk with God, you should come to a place where you shed tears, and you real tears that comes, that when you walk out from that place, you are lighter and better. I've come to challenge you. Thank God for renewal 2023. You shouldn't end here. Carry it to your house. Carry it everywhere you go. Don't be gingered to worship. Originate it from your inside. Become a worshiper. Pastor just told us that worship is the highest form of faith. Expression of faith. That's true. When there is no money in your pocket and you check the bank account is getting slim, will you still worship? It's easy to worship when everything is okay. When things are not in order, when things are not properly arranged, you don't even know where your next meal is going to come from. Can you say to God, I love you and I believe in you and I trust you? It has not always been this way for many of us. We've come from way back. But there were days where there was no food. And we are still excited, jumping, celebrating, not knowing what the future holds. It's because our born again was not in the surface. It was from the root. Many born again today is only born again today. Next tomorrow, they go back to where they are coming from. I call them those that receive information about Jesus and never have encounter with them. Until you have encounter with Christ, you won't even understand what we are saying. We are speaking Greek and Hebrew as we are talking now. It takes a man or a woman who has encounter with Jesus to hear the truth and take in the truth and walk with it and be better. And I pray for you in this meeting that God will do a work in your life that will bring about progress with your walk with Him. It's about Him. It's not about you. It's not about you. Your relevance is because of Christ. Outside of Him, you are nothing. More than 20 years ago, I met a doctor. I can't tell you the progress I've made as a person. Unlike blowing my trumpet. But in all those progress, in all those achievements, is my all in all. You are my strength when I am weak. You are that treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you, Lord. Seeking you as a precious wealth. But to give up, I'll be a fool. You are my all in all. Somebody say, you are my strength. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my jewel, but to give up, I'll be a fool. You are my all in all. So I say to you, hey, that's who you are, Lamb of God. Hey, worthy is your name. Ebenezer, we love you unconditionally. Me, Jim, I love you. Hallelujah. There is a work we must do in our lives if our worship must be acceptable. You know, where we read from Romans chapter 12, it says you should present your body. It is not your pastor that will do it for you. You. We have to carry your body and present it. You know, if a sacrifice is killed and presented, it's okay. God says, this sacrifice you want to present must be a living one. Now, if you put a cock on this place, you do Thanksgiving and you put a cock here, or you put goat here, and you leave the goat or you leave the cock, where are you going to see it? Will you remain here? Where is he going to go to? He's going to walk away. Now, God says, that's why this sacrifice is very difficult. You have to be alive, yet you have to be a sacrifice. And you have to present that sacrifice to him. Stay with him. And don't own your life anymore. Let him run your life for you. That's what he's saying. That is the only place where your services will be reasonable and acceptable. You know, many of us, we are believers, we are born again, we are spirit filled, we speak in tongues, we are even workers in church and all that, but we are still struggling with the Holy Ghost. There was a time some charlatans came on air, they were saying there is no more tithe. Believers, spirit filled, born again, follow them. You don't know God. If you have read your Bible, you won't follow that decrees. There's no way you can follow him. Some people came to me, Pastor, I have a, I said, sit down. I just read only one scripture for them. One. Hebrews 7, from beginning to the end. I said, if you are a Christian and somebody is still trying to convince you about paying tithe, you are not a Christian. You don't know God. Tithe has nothing to do with the law. Tithe is not an Old Testament matter. Tithe is in the New Testament, because the Bible says that it was the gospel that was preached to Abraham. And Abraham paid tithe to Melchizedek. And Levi was in his lineage when he paid. So what are you debating? I don't understand. It just shows that we are raising people who don't know their left from their right. Because you won't sit down to read your Bible. My pastor made a statement one day that changed my life. He said, if you, while you were in school, you will put your leg inside the bucket and you will sometimes even burn candle to read, to pass biology and chemistry. He said, now that you are a believer and you have graduated, can't you put your leg inside the bucket and stay to read your Bible? Chemistry and biology, is it better than the Bible? We just trivialize things that we should pay more attention to. I used to say this to my people in church. I said, church is a school of life where everything about life is taught. You can't graduate from it. Please, let's take our relationship with Jesus seriously, because it's a serious matter. He's building a spiritual house that can offer him spiritual sacrifice. You are just one of the stone of the house. What are you bringing to the table? Some people still my pastor did not follow me up. Follow up. I have never been followed up since I gave my life to Jesus. Tina, follow up care. How? You don't know who you are following if they are still following you up. You don't know who you are following. Do you understand that you are in a race that guarantees you eternity with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Do you understand that? And you are looking for follow up. I was sick, pastor, no call me. What is that? What has that got to do with your race, internal race? If pastor didn't call you, you call pastor. I have some stands that I don't apologize for. If you know who you are following, if you know who called you, all of us, many of us are in the offices now. When your boss calls you many times, you are shivering and shaking. Jesus is the owner of your boss. He's the owner of your boss. Your boss can go to bed and not wake up the next morning. Who is in charge? Then you shake for your boss. You fidget for people that are, but you don't fidget for God. You don't have fear of God. Because God is liberal. Grace cover you. Grace is more dangerous than law. because you don't know when it's going to expire. Law, you know, if you do this, do this, do this, they will stone you. Grace, you don't know where you are going to do reach. Maybe they were like boss. So grace is even more dangerous. You don't know the expiring date. A brother can do this thing and get away with it. If you try it, you're finished. Brethren, I've come to challenge you. Take your walk with God seriously. It's a personal matter. It's a personal matter. One day, me and my wife were having some discussion and saying about so many things. God has blessed us in many ways. So I asked her, I said, do you know the why? The reason why God did not say husband and wife should be one mind but one flesh. She's a relationship teacher. So she was taken aback. She said, please repeat what you just said. I said, do you know that the Bible says that the husband and wife should be one flesh, but he never said it should be one mind? I told her that's an assignment for you to go and work out. See, even in marriage, God deals with everybody individually. Is it truth? Is it truth? Deals with individually. Because it's not about, that's why you think it's only when you come to church you'll be gingered to worship. No, you need to begin to learn to be alone to ginger yourself to worship. It's a personal matter. I will be sitting, I may be sitting with my wife now. I'm sitting here, she sits here. She's thinking something different, and I'm thinking something different. And there's no connection to the thought. And yet we're one flesh. Doesn't that send you a message that God is saying to you, guy, you are responsible for your life, the life you live. You know, it's because of my wife I'm behaving this way. Or it's because of my husband. You don't understand. It's a personal matter. Help me tell your neighbor, it's a personal matter. Relationship with Jesus is so personal that when you understand this personal, you will not be waiting for the other person to be upright for you to be upright. You will not be waiting for the other person to be spiritual before you be spiritual. Because you don't know where God is going to catch up with you. Say, no, I never did die. I never did die. I've prayed for long life. Precious in the eyes, in the eye of the Lord is the death of a saint. It's in the scripture. If a saint died at 15, it's precious to God. If he dies at 7, it's precious to God. Is long life no good? It's very good. But you don't guarantee who is going to live long, who is going to live short. You don't tell. That's why David crafted, teach us to number our days so we can apply our heart. Each time I fly, I used to say, this may be my last on earth. Each time I go through, I travel a lot. I drive myself many times. I don't trust my driver. Many times I drive long journeys. Hit the road. I've driven to Gombe State from Benin City. 16 hours. And I'm on the road and playing worship or singing worship. I say to God, if it happens here, I come and see you. You can't tell. You can't tell when it's going to happen. They know I'm a child of God. I'm worshiping God. There are many children of God more dedicated than you. They've died. So why do you play with your relationship with Jesus when you don't know when he will call you home? You don't know. No one of us know. Because if you know, you will not live the way you are living. That's why you should live well. So that in case it happens, will appear before the king. I'm not afraid of death. I'm not interested. The time I was praying to God, I said, you need to take me home. before I begin to spoil my life and spoil the things you have used me to build. My wife got very angry. She said, what do you mean? Want to make me widow? It's only somebody who is sure of where he's going to spend his eternity that will be telling God, take me home. And I wasn't joking with it, I meant it. What am I going to stay on this earth and be 50 years for? 50 years of destroying God's work. Or living a life that does not bring him glory. No, I don't want that kind of life. I told him, Lord, let's fast in this thing. Now, I'm sure that my relationship with you is that. Let me come and meet you there. Do you know? Oh, Jesus. The hottest part of hell is kept for people who are in church, singing, praising God, and praying, and yet they don't know Jesus. Hottest part of hell is kept for them. When they say bind Satan, you follow bind you, and you know yourself, and you are binding Satan, and the kind of life you are living is the life of Satan. No girl on skirt will pass without you, and you are binding Satan. I kill you, Satan. I die. Don't worry. Just pray that God show you mercy to repent. If not, if you drop dead, wait till Satan go to you. Wait till he go to you. You self, you no go believe him. I need to speak it in broken so that you enter. No believer. Please stop playing church. Get serious with God. Stop playing church. Matthew 6. God is asking us for singleness of heart. Nothing else. Because if you don't remove impurity from the silver, there is nothing the artist can produce with. That will be beautiful. Matthew 6, 22 to 24. So I begin to round up this message. It says, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thy eye be single, what will happen to your whole body? The eye, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. You see, brethren, my brothers, my sisters, you can't follow God with a dual life. You can't. You no go walk. Whether you're a pastor, whether you're a bishop, whether you're a deacon, whether you're an ordinary member, because there's naturally no ordinary member, because all of us are priests and kings. That's why we are sitting with you. I'm sure it's from that understanding that we are sitting with you. There's no separate, put one bishop rich chair here. This what those that don't have understanding. We are all walking towards perfection, walk in progress. But are you making progress in your walk? The same attitude that held you down 3 years ago is still keeping you down. Character defects, habits, you can break away. The reason why you have not broken away is because you don't have a personal, devotional worship life. Because that's what killed those things. I can tell you by experience. Sunday messages cannot make you live a good Christian life. It's a daily walk with Jesus. If your eye is single, something will happen to your whole body. Be full of light. Next verse, He says, but if thy eye be evil, he said, the whole body shall be full of darkness. He now explained the kind of darkness. He says, if therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Because the opposite of light now is it not darkness? So God is saying you cannot be in the middle. You are either going to be a light or you are going to be a darkness. I got born again in 1989. That's when I gave my life to Jesus. As a teenager, I backslid it until 1992. You know what God, nobody preached to me when I came back to Jesus. God just showed me one scripture. That a woman was carelessly reading. That did it. She wasn't reading it to me. She was just reading to, I don't know who she was reading to, but I had it. So I went in and carried my Bible and opened that scripture and began to read it. That's how I came back to Christ. Revelation chapter 3, verse 15 and 16. I can't forget that scripture till I see Jesus. He said, you are neither cold nor hot, so I will spill you out of my mouth. There is nothing like Christianity. Oh, let me just, I am still trying. You need to be deliberate about your walk with God. Are you in the light or are you in the dark? You sitting and looking at me, and those of you watching online, you know where you belong. You can deceive pastor, deceive everybody. You can't deceive yourself, God and Satan. You know where you belong. How great will that darkness be? I've come because of somebody to this meeting that it is time to step out from darkness and enter fully into light. Because that's where life is. A clean heart, that's what I long for. A heart that follows hard after you. A clean heart, that's what I long for, Jesus. A heart that follows hard after you. It was based on that scripture we are reading that verse 24 says in Matthew 6, you cannot serve God and mammon. So you can take it in, place it in various areas of your life. Can't. It's not possible. No man can serve two masters. Because you yourself, you are a master. So whenever you live to satisfy the cravings of your flesh, you are serving another master. No man can serve two masters. You're either going to be loyal to one and be disloyal to the other. Where is your loyalty? Oh, devil has actually captured this generation and is trying to even undo what the previous generation corrected. Because right now, on your handset, on your palms, you can watch films. I hope you know that films, not all, is one way that the devil used to sow things in your life that will stand up to fight you tomorrow. Because God gave us two powerful gifts. Power of imagination and power of memory. They are supposed to serve our good. But because of what people are feeding themselves with, those gifts rise up to fight you, to reduce your potency as a child of God.
Because everything you watch stores in your imagination, and they will come out in front. Everything you read or hear stays in your memory. It will come out tomorrow. That's why you should be careful how you hear. That's what the Bible says in the book of Proverbs. How you hear, not what you hear. Because you can't stop people from speaking, but you can stop to select the things you hear and the things you don't want to hear. It's your choice. That's why Jesus said, talking to his disciples and the Pharisees, he said, what defies a man is not what enters the man. What defies the man is what comes out. Because it is the things you have heard, the things you have seen, that goes inside you to begin to form opinions. So when they come out, they defile you. If you want to have a pure worship life, you must be careful what you watch and what you hear. They defy. Oh, they do defy. There's hardly a young man today you pick his device and not find out some things that only God will help. What are you watching? What are you watching? My time is up. But I've come to challenge somebody here. Get out from darkness to light. Love God unconditionally. Tell yourself, I know who I am. And I can't allow the things around me and the things that I meet every day to confuse me. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God. Are we saying it's always easy? No. But is it possible to live a pure life? Yes. It's a decision. I choose to be pure. I choose to be holy. God spoke to me a few weeks ago. I was in the camp. He said to me, he says, for you. Oh, I can't remember. I wrote it in my diary. He said, for you to escape the daughters of Jezebel and the sons of Bela that Satan has sent into the world, he said, you must live a devotional and dedicated, committed Christian life. That's exactly what he told me. I hope you know there are sons of Bela and daughters of Jezebel out there. You can't escape them without a devotional life. Without total dedication to Christ. There's no way. You know what they call themselves? Slay queen. So they have proposed to slay you before they come out, before they came out. And they are slain. I hope you know they are slain. Oh, they are slain, you know. They are everywhere. With your holiness and righteousness, after you have finished your fasting and prayer, immediately you come out from the house, you meet one of them. At the street, they are there. Everywhere you pass. So how will you be able to surmount those challenges when you do not have a personal devotional life? How? How? There's no way. There's no way. Praise God. Is somebody getting blessed in this house? Let's rise on our feet. Lift up our hands to Jesus. Give them all. Give them all. Give them all to Jesus. Your shattered dreams, your wounded heart, your broken toes. Give them all. Give them all. Give them all to Jesus. And he will turn your sorrows into joy. Give them all, give them all, hey! Give them all to Jesus. Your shattered dreams, your wounded heart, your broken tongue. Hey!
personal commitment to Christ, I want you to lift your hands wherever you are. There's no shame in making progress. You know, there's no personal commitment. You are coming to church, you know. Just lift your right hand. I want to pray for you. Whoever you are, you want to say to Jesus, I want to be more serious with you. I know you before. I want to be more serious. I'm going to sing that song twice, three times. If you're in that category, just lift your hand wherever you are. I'm going to pray for you. Give them all. Give them all. Give them all to Jesus. Your shattered dreams, your wounded heart, your broken thoughts. Give them all. Give them all. Give them all to Jesus. And He will turn your sorrows into joy. Your shattered dreams, your wounded heart, your broken tongue. Give them all, hey, give them all, give them all to Jesus, and He will turn your sorrows into joy. If I see your right hand, I will pray with you wherever you are. Lord, we are rededicating our lives to you. We are saying to you, help us. We want to love you more. Genuinely, we want to follow you. We don't want to pretend anymore. We want to follow you fully. We want to love you with our heart. We want to worship you and serve you in the beauty of your holiness. Thank you, Father. Glorify your name. And show yourself strong in our life. We'll never remain the same again. Jesus' name we pray.